this boat into the water. Find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says it's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now. I can catch them shallow, I can catch them deep. Open water or the back of the creek. The wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman.
You are listening to Gone Outdoor Radio on KWSN in Sioux Falls, KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri. On this section, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Kyle, a lot of our anglers loved going out on the lakes and doing what they do. A lot of our hunters love going out, spending time in the field, doing what they do. There's a lot of rules, a lot of regulations we have to follow. But, you know, how do all those come up? And do we have a say in it as fishermen, as hunters? And I think we do. And this guest that we have on, Jeremy Olson, is just that. He's a user. He's done a little bit more than that, you know, besides just using the fisheries. We're going to talk about North Dakota, for example. But he did recently wrote a bill. It's bill number 1538, which is currently working its way through the North Dakota legislature. And we wanted to bring Jeremy on a little bit to talk about it. How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing pretty good. So it's good to, thanks to for the opportunity to be here and chat about the process.
So you are a long time, and maybe not as long as me.
He's not as old as you or I, Scott. So we got the long on that taken already care of.
He's a long time angler. All of his family, he's very adamant about getting his family out using the outdoors. And recently, Jeremy, you've come across something that you thought we could do better in North Dakota. Let's talk a little bit about that, a little bit about this bill and why you wrote it.
So, it's kind of funny because the reason I wrote this bill is, it kind of stems back to the first time I met you guys. I was shooting video in Minnesota in Brainerd, and we were at a fundraising tournament, and I it's one or 2 years ago, so I can't remember if we raised $350,000 or $450,000 that day. And that was one of the first times I was part of that tournament, the Minnesota Fishing Challenge over there in Minnesota. And the reason I was there is to learn how to raise money through fishing events for great causes. And I was part of the committee for the North Dakota Fishing Challenge at the time. And it was through working around the country that I realized North Dakota's got some rules. They're 40 years old, that limit the amount of money that events, charities, nonprofits, communities can keep and how they have to spend their money with fishing tournaments. And so I started asking questions way back when, and it culminated to being at a National Professional Anglers Conference and talking to Chris Horton from the the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus. And I realized that if nobody stood up and did something, we would all just sit around talking about the fact that it could be better instead of changing something for the better.
You know, Jeremy, and you're just one of millions in the upper Midwest that use the outdoors. And a lot of people think that they really don't have a say in what's going on. You know, but really you do. You know, there's avenues, and you've, bless your heart, have worked very hard through those avenues to try and make some change.
Yeah, and I was that guy. I wholeheartedly believe that no matter what I said or what I did, wouldn't matter, wouldn't go anywhere. And yet when I came back, what's cool is one of the representatives who's the head of the committee that we needed to talk to, I sat down and talked with him, gave him what I wanted to do. And he graciously said, I'm not going to support your bill. I'm not going to be against your bill, but everyone has the opportunity to have their say. And, you know, and so I wrote a bill, we brought it forward. We got it all changed. One part that people don't realize is you have a really good idea, and then some bunch of group of lawyers turns it into law, and you may not be able to understand what you actually said, but that's, you know, does this mean this? And he helped us through that, and we passed the North Dakota House a couple, almost a month ago now, with a 90-2 vote, and to get our bill passed. And to, this last week, we just had a Senate hearing, and it'll be coming up for Senate soon.
That is fantastic, Jeremy. And you kind of answered a little bit of what my question was, and that was, how do you start this process? How does this process move forward? And I guess I'm asking that from the context that I've not ever seen a bill writing class, right? So for the normal Joe Hunter angler, I don't know how to write a bill, right? So tell us about the part that you submitted. Was it in your own words? Was it in a specific format? Kind of how did that all go?
So I was a little fortunate because I had some administrative rules in the actual law that's currently there, and we made changes to what was already there. And so I took the parts and I struck them out in red and put in the green text what we needed. And then here's the part that I don't think that a lot of people don't understand. The reason our bill is successful as it is and the reason it's going is because not only did we do the legislative process, but we also talked about that with a whole lot of people. And so, because I had a good idea, but we all got to ask this question, how does this affect a community? How does it affect a sports club? How does it affect XYZ? And then we need to do some of that homework. So when you get to the legislative process, and somebody says, well, how will this affect a community? You have those answers beforehand. And then that all goes to those lawyers. They write the bill. And then the tough stuff starts.
Tell us about the tough stuff, Jeremy. Not necessarily in the process, but tell us about what this bill is intending. What, in your mind, what is the vision you see with this new bill?
So there was a bunch of unintended consequences from the 40-year-old rule of in North Dakota, and it was creating huge barriers for high school angling. The old rule didn't take into consideration the fact we have technology and the internet. So this bill cleaned some of that up. And then the big one is 40 years ago, they said you could only have a fishing tournament in North Dakota for charity. But the current rule, or that rule that's 40 years old, basically says that a charity has to give away 85% of the money they raise. And so the biggest thing we're doing is getting rid of those minimums and maximums in the bill. And then part of it was there's a 10% conservation fee that has to go to the state of North Dakota. And all over the United States, there's permit fees for fishing tournaments. And most of the states, over half the states, are zero or less. And the most expensive state is like $300. But then North Dakota, the Devil's Lake Ice Fishing Tournament just paid a $9,600 conservation fee or tournament permit fee for their fundraising tournament for the Devil's Lake Fire Department. And I just don't think that that's right, especially when a lot of our 26% of tournaments in North Dakota are conservation groups that have to give away 85% of the money they raise during their tournament. And so we wrote a bill that conservation groups can give up to 100% of the money they raise to conservation. Fire departments can keep 100% of those monies up to, and vice versa. So charities can have charities, big money tournaments can be big money tournaments, and communities can keep all the money local, because currently all that money has to go to Bismarck, to the Game and Fish, and then you have to get your money back through a grant process, which is costing $40,000 a year, and it's just a bad expense of North Dakota Game and Fish dollars. Administrating money, they're just going to give it back anyway.
You know, Jeremy, whether this goes through or doesn't go through, you've raised a lot of awareness to some of these things. And thank you very much for putting your time and your effort in and to try and make things better for everybody involved. That's super cool. And thank you for coming on Gone Outdoors, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for everything, and the big thing is make sure you call your senators and representatives and let them know what you think, because that's where the hard work is done.
Exactly. All right, stick around. We will be back with more Gone Outdoors after this short break. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now. I can get some shallow, I can get